Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, August the 17th. And we want your reaction to the Dane County Board vote last night in favor of a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. The board actually voted very early this morning, about 1 o'clock or so. In favor of the idea, the vote was 20-3 with 2 abstaining and 12 not present. I couldn't find this on the wire or newspapers this morning, but thanks to WISC-TV, Channel 3 in Madison, where I got the tally. Was this a waste of time, as opponents said? Or should local governments weigh in on such matters? Dane County is one of the first county boards in the nation to take up such a resolution, or to pass such a resolution anyway. But other town boards in other states, like in Vermont and others, have taken similar stands. The Madison Common Council will take up a similar resolution on September 4th. Is this something you want your local council or county board to take up? Do you think this will make a difference as to whether the House of Representatives begins impeachment proceedings? We're not going to talk about impeachment law this hour, but on the politics of impeachment with our guest political analyst. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. What's your reaction to the Dane County Board voting last night or early this morning in favor of a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney? Charles Franklin is our guest, a professor of political science at UW-Madison and also co-developer and contributor to Pollster.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
20-3, that's a pretty overwhelming vote in favor of this, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. Not entirely surprisingly, but also interesting 12 absences, though that may have just been due to the hour of the evening.
Or maybe they didn't want to, they thought it was a waste of time.
It could be.
Yeah. Well, do you think this was a waste of time?
Well, I think that this is part of a broader process. It's unlikely that Congress will suddenly slap their heads this morning and go, oh my goodness, Dane County Board wants impeachment. We should do that. So in that sense, yes, it's a waste of time. But in a broader sense, the conversation in the public about impeachment or evaluation of President Bush is certainly part of a broad democratic process. And so to that extent, I think it's entirely within the purview of elected officials everywhere to discuss the issue and vote on it if they want and reflect views of their constituents. And if they fail to reflect the views of their constituents, they can be punished electorally for that. So I certainly see nothing wrong with them doing it. I think the persuasive power of it is pretty limited, but you could argue that this is a building process that takes a long time to reach fruition.
I think I read that Dane County would be the second county board in the nation to do this. I can't see here who was first. But town meetings in Vermont had similar resolutions passed. The city of Madison is going to take one up on September 4th. If town after town and city after city and county board after county board keeps this up, that would then send a strong message, wouldn't it?
Well, where are those votes coming from? They're coming from liberal areas, liberal and strongly Democratic areas, believe that this is going to have an effect when it's Republican areas of the country that are calling for it.
I'm sorry, I didn't. So you're just saying that this Dane County vote is from a liberal area.
Yeah,
so as long
as what you're seeing is these resolutions coming from reliably liberal and Democratic areas, then it's utterly predictable that views in those areas are against President Bush, and in this case would call for his impeachment. All I'm saying is that an effect on Congress would be when it's not the usual suspects that are calling for this, but it's actually towns and counties in areas of Republican strength and conservative strength.
Mm-hmm. But if the Democrats control the House and enough districts put pressure on their Democratic representatives?
Well, to two things. The last time I checked, you still needed a two-thirds vote in the mm-hmm. Senate to remove from office. Democrats certainly don't control two-thirds of the Senate. The second is to seriously consider removing both the president and the vice president, neither of which has ever happened, and both together has never happened, is a tremendous historical step. And so to the extent that we're thinking of this as an actual serious policy option, we're talking about going someplace the country has never contemplated going before, and indeed replacing elected president and vice president who were elected and reelected in 2004, replacing them with a Democratic Speaker of the House. This is as close to a congressional revolution as you could possibly get. And so to take this as a truly serious matter that we're going to take this approach is stunning in its political reach. And so for that reason, I think it's easy to vote symbolically and to express strong and visceral disapproval of President Bush and Vice President Cheney. But to seriously think of this as a political move that might happen is just stunning in its reach.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Charles Franklin, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, about whether it will make any difference or not that the Dane County Board early this morning, voted overwhelmingly in favor of a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. And we welcome your questions and your thoughts on this vote. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us. Hope you stay tuned. It's now 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, August the 17th. It's Ben Marins with At Issue between 4 and 6 this afternoon. After 4, it's your views on the news. Call in to talk about the news story that has your attention this week when Ben talks with UW-Milwaukee professor Mordecai Lee after 4. It's our regular Friday Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll have two guests from different political perspectives to talk about the significant news stories of the week after 8 o'clock. Today, by the way, is the last day to reserve a spot on a Lake Michigan cruise and a tour of the Discovery World Museum in Milwaukee and a special reception and buffet dinner. It's an afternoon on the lake shore among friends. It's a special listener appreciation day. We invite you to join us in Milwaukee on Sunday, August the 26th. I'll be there. Look forward to meeting you and talking with you. And some of your other favorite hosts will be there as well. Kathleen Dunn, Gene Faraca, Ben Marins, Phil Corvo, our manager, will be there, and other Wisconsin Public Radio staff. So if you want more information or if you want to sign up for this special event, I think there's still a spot or two on the Voyager yacht, which will take you on a cruise of Lake Michigan before all of the land-based activities. You can go to our website, wpr.org. That'll tell you all about it. And you can also call 414-227-2047, 414-227-2047. For this special event on Sunday, August the 26th in Milwaukee. You need to sign up by today. It's the deadline today. We're talking about impeachment politics with Charles Franklin, professor of political science at UW-Madison. He's talking with us because the Dane County Board early this morning voted in favor of a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. Does something like this do any good or not? And I was going to go to a caller, Professor Franklin, who decided to hang up. And since it was the only caller I had online that was against, wanted to yell at the Dane County Board, I want to bring this up. Tom in Elkhorn says this is just grandstanding and there are just plenty more local issues that county boards should be dealing with, not impeaching the president, that this is just political grandstanding and a waste of time. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that certainly the things that affect Dane County most directly, we saw a vote last night on the Regional Transit Authority, for example. those are the things that are closer to home and that the board exists directly to do. However, I would say that every elected official in the country, any office, is a representative of their constituents. And I think to that extent that they reflect the views of their constituents faithfully and advocate for positions that their constituents support, I see nothing wrong with them taking this position. In terms of its political effect, there I think it's minimal, but I certainly don't question the appropriateness of elected officials reflecting constituents' views. That's what they should be doing.
Grant in Menasha is with us. Hi, Grant. Grant, I'm going to put you on hold, and if you want to turn off your radio and listen through your telephone, then we'll be able to talk to you when you're on the air. Mary in Eau Claire, hi, you're on the air. Same thing to Mary. Karen, tell people to turn their radios off so we don't have them listening to their radio on the other side of the room. John in Door County, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Morning.
You know, these are the kind of things for a person like me, and I guess I have to call myself. Usually I'm on the fence as far as my political affiliation. I kind of, what makes sense to me at the time, I don't really align myself with any party. But these are the kinds of things that a person like me, and I know a lot of people that kind of feel the same way, is that it just seems kind of like an extreme it does seem like a waste of time, and it seems like one of those extremist moves that would put someone like me in a position to not want to align myself with a Democratic or a liberal philosophy, because to me there isn't any new evidence. This is all completely a complete reach that it would ever get anywhere. So I guess I don't understand how taxpayers would want to have their board members take time to do that, and that's, you know, that's my comment, I guess.
Well, would a move like this turn people in the middle off, Professor Franklin?
Well, I think it reflects two things. It's one is whether this is where their attention really ought to go, and that's part of John's point. Why are we wasting time on this? But I think the other side of it is that that realistically, you don't spend a whole lot of time on this. You vote for it, it's done, it's there, you're on record for it. Doesn't need to take a whole lot of time and resources. But I come back to this issue of letting the public express their views one way or another. And if some of us disagree with what the board has done, then we can take electoral action against them. If others support what they've done, then they're happy and can support that. So I think that there's a reasonable question about whether this is where the focus ought to be. But we also should be realistic about just how much the costs of debating and voting on one of these are, and they're not enormous.
Yeah. Do we know, what are the latest polls when it comes to this question of
sure.
National public opinion polls? Do we think that the impeachment proceedings should proceed?
Yeah, the polls have been somewhat variable. They have shown between about 25% supporting some form of impeachment action and as high as about 45% supporting some form of action. It's important to realize that differences in question wording go to the question of, is the question framed as should be impeached or should be removed from office? If you ask the question including and removed from office, then it tends to be down in the 25% range. If you just mention impeachment, it tends to be a bit higher. We should also put this in the perspective that 60 to 65% of the public disapprove of the job President Bush is doing. And of those who disapprove, a substantial majority, when asked, say they strongly disapprove of the job he's doing. And so there's a big group of the public, on the order of nearly two-thirds, who are quite strongly opposed to the job the way the president has conducted his office. So out of that pool of 60 or 65% disapproval, to find that the support for impeachment is from, say, 25 to 45, that's between half and two-thirds of those who strongly disapprove of the job saying they support impeachment on this question. I think it's fair to say that it's easier to say you support impeachment in a survey question than to actually seriously contemplate what is required for that, what the consequences of that would be. You know, impeaching President Bush provides you with President Cheney. I'm not sure that those who disapprove of President Bush are such big supporters of a future President Cheney. And that, you know, those kinds of practical issues and the serious politics of it tend to be subsumed in a survey question that just puts it this way. However, having said all of those things, the fact is that there is substantial disapproval of the president, but not everybody translates that into removal from office.
Yeah. Let's try Grant in Menasha once again. Good morning.
Hi. I was told to turn my radio off, but anyways, I would like to applaud the Dane County for this action. I know, like, the majority of people are confused and upset with the way things are going on, and but I don't want people to get distracted. In fact, that's just Bush and Cheney. I mean, there's no doubt. Cheney was a CEO of Halliburton, you know. But I'd urge people to get informed. You know, don't watch TV. Get on the internet and just really research and search out the things that are going on. Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism is another great one. And just stay informed because, I mean, I'm really frustrated with the way things are going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason we should be in Iraq, and that's all I got to say. Thanks a lot.
Well, yeah, I guess there's a lot there, but I guess the key word is I'm really frustrated, Professor Franklin.
Yeah, this is actually a really, you know, perfectly appropriate point. I think an awful lot of people are very frustrated with the administration. But there was, you know, debate at the Constitutional Convention about this and how to treat impeachment. And it's interesting that part of that debate was, okay, we have impeachment on the grounds of bribery and treason. And there wasn't a lot of debate that a treasonous president should be removed. But what about these other two, high crimes and misdemeanors, and just exactly what does that mean? One of the things in the debate was a proposal to also remove a president for maladministration. Whatever maladministration meant. But broadly speaking, poor performance. Mm-hmm. The debate pointed out that you could have a bad president who didn't sell out to a foreign power, for example, but who, you know, you'd like to remove. And in the course of the debate, James Madison raised the point that maladministration was so vague a term that it was equivalent to making the president's tenure depend on the pleasure of the Senate, in much the way that a prime minister's term of office depends on the pleasure of the parliament. And in the effort to insulate the president, to really have separation of powers here, Madison argued against a vague term here. Others agreed, but in the end, maladministration was taken out, but high crimes and misdemeanors were put in, leaving the same vagueness that Madison had argued against.
We're gonna have to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Charles Franklin, professor of political science at UW-Madison, about the politics of impeachment, specifically the Dane County Board this morning voting in favor of impeachment. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Friday morning, August the 17th. It's 7:36. We're talking with Charles Franklin, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, about the vote in the Dane County Board early this morning. The Dane County Board voted at about 1 o'clock this morning in favor of a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. The vote was 20-3 with 2 abstaining and 12 not present. We're wondering if this is something you think local county boards or local governments should be taking up, national matters like this. Do you think it will make any difference? Our guest says that there's really nothing wrong with a local government taking up this issue to reflect views of constituents, but there's nothing particularly effective about it either. It's probably not going to make Congress put impeachment back on the table. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Jim in Milltown is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I guess I'm seeing if they can start the process of impeachment because of all the investigations that can go along with that. And I also don't understand why we're opposed to both censure and votes of no confidence, which they do in England, it seems like, all the time, where they will they'll say, you know, we have no confidence in this leadership direction. You know, we're big, tough guys in the greatest country in the world, but we can't say to the President of the United States, you know, you're doing a crappy job. Why don't you straighten up? And I think that's actually what we need to do as a nation is have our Congress say this. Now, more on topic. Actually, then the other thing that I'd really like to see is Dick Cheney impeached specifically. I think that's sort of the target because God knows Dick Cheney is, you know, one heartbeat away from the presidency. And that just scares me. We've seen what he has done so far. He's in the background pushing for all of these things that are just horrific for our American government. More on topic with Dane County. I covered county boards as a reporter years ago, and I recall the county boards, and I'm assuming Dane County does this once in a while, would take advisory votes on legislative issues in the state level that they're really not, they don't have any impact on. But it's seen as an advisory board vote where, you know, a member of the state house can go to the and use that as an argument. Well, the Dane County Board said to do this, and you know, I don't think that's unusual. I would have a feeling that Dane County does that fairly regularly.
Yeah, Madison City Council and other local governments do often weigh in on issues that aren't necessarily local issues, right, Professor Franklin?
Yes, but especially state legislative issues of the kind of taxing authority or other kinds of policy making that affects the city as well. Jim makes the point about a censure resolution, which Senator Feingold has supported, and somewhat surprisingly, has gotten very little support from other Democrats for.
Mm-hmm.
I think Feingold correctly points out that a censure resolution doesn't remove a president from office, doesn't restrict their powers. It simply expresses the sense of the Senate of disapproval of the administration. So I think Jim's point is well taken here. There's no constitutional barrier or legal barrier to a censure vote in the Senate or in the House, and yet there's been surprisingly little interest in that and little support for it.
Yeah, there was, I believe, Tammy Baldwin, the U.S. representative for the 2nd Congressional District in Wisconsin, did sign onto a resolution authored by Dennis Kucinich that seeks to impeach the vice president rather than the president.
Yes, mm-hmm. There are several of these floating around. There's also the issue of whether the House Judiciary Committee should launch impeachment proceedings. None of them have reached the point of legislative fruition, though, to the point of actual action. Things could conceivably change, but at this point it would require, I think, something more than the current level of disaffection with the Bush administration, some proverbial smoking gun, to move Congress fully into a serious impeachment mode. But there are a variety of investigations going on, and something could turn up. On the other hand, there are only, I think, 17 months left in the administration, so there's not a whole lot of time for any action to in fact, be launched and taken.
Thank you very much, Jim, for the call. Ryan in Madison is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to make a point here that whenever something integral into our home or family happens, we replace it as soon as it starts malfunctioning. And I know that the president's actions, the president is a representative of the USA across the world, and he has not been doing his job, and I applaud this vote that it happened. And I'll take my response off the air.
Do you have a response, Professor Franklin?
Sure. I think two things. One is, excuse me, is that disaffection has been clearly signaled through public opinion polls, through the 2006 election results. What has not happened is that the Democratic Congress has failed so far to take strong actions to change the president's policies. They've tried. In part, they've been blocked by Republicans in the Senate that can prevent legislation through a filibuster, but they've also failed to muster the majorities that they need in the House as well to force action on the war, for example. And so this is a case where the legislative change that took place in 06 is substantial and reflects the disaffection in the public, but it's not so large that it's powerful enough, just in terms of legislative votes, it's not powerful enough to force the major change in the executive. The country had a chance to do that in 2004 and chose not to change presidents at that point. There will be a new president in 2008 or 2009, and so that change will come about. But the issue that Ryan's talking about is of replacing someone really does raise this question that went back to the Constitutional Convention of Madison's argument that should a president have a fixed four-year term, and the exceptions are these very serious high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, and so on, and otherwise largely is constrained by the four-year election cycle. Or should removal of a president be a much easier thing to do? And that's where the British Prime Minister is a good example. A British Prime Minister whose approval rating drops too low can easily be removed by Parliament, or his own party for that matter, through a vote of no confidence. So our Constitution insulates the president a little bit more and makes that harder to do, but not impossible if the majority was strong enough for it.
Thanks very much for the call, Ryan. Next, we go to Jeff in Oak Creek. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. I'm a proven conservative Republican, and generally I oppose politicians issuing proclamations in the name of their constituents, but I support votes favoring impeachment of Bush and Cheney because the votes promote a sense of urgency about ending this unnecessary war, which is killing and wounding people daily, and lastly, which is putting us deeply in debt to communist China, with Bush borrowing billions from them by selling them U.S. government bonds to finance this war. Lastly, I question whether Bush is mainly loyal to America or to communist China.
Well, Jeff, there are conservative Republicans who are on record as being in favor of impeachment. Isn't that right, Professor Franklin?
Yes, and there are conservatives that also reflect serious concern about the expansion of executive powers that we've seen under this administration. Now, it's fair to say that the expansion of those powers mostly took place under an elected Republican Congress, though the vote a couple of weeks ago to extend wiretapping authority took place under a Democratic Congress. So in some sense, both parties now bear the burden or the responsibility for having expanded powers that way. But I think there are conservatives that are quite concerned about that. And Jeff's take on it, which is focusing on international burden with China and so on and unnecessary war, it's also a point. I think the broad discussion here is a very worthwhile discussion, and that is the public debating where has the administration gone that's justified, but especially where is it not justified. And that debate, taking place at all levels of government, including the county board, again, seems to me to be in the best traditions of democratic practice.
We're talking about the Dane County Board becoming one of the first county boards in the nation to pass a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. The vote, very early this morning in the wee hours, in favor of the resolution, 20-3. To abstaining, 12 not present. What do you think of this vote? What's your reaction to the Dane County Board voting for this? Do you think this is a worthwhile vote? Do you think it'll make any difference? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Our guest is Charles Franklin, a professor of political science at UW-Madison. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Karl Rove is moving on down the road. I've been talking to Karl for a while about his desire to spend more time with Darby and Andrew. This is a family that's made enormous sacrifices, not only for our beloved state of Texas, but for a country we both love.
That was President Bush earlier this week announcing that Karl Rove, his trusted advisor, was leaving the White House. We will talk about that and many more issues in the news this week in our State Week in Review, in our Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock. Hope you will stay tuned for that. It's about 12 minutes before 8 o'clock right now on this Friday, August the 17th. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Charles Franklin, professor of political science at UW-Madison, talking about the Dane County Board early this morning voting in favor of a resolution calling on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. Before we go back to the phones, Professor Franklin, I hope I don't throw you unfairly here, but you want to give us your take on why Karl Rove is resigning?
Well, I think his usefulness to the administration is largely gone. There's no more elections for him to run. He held an important policy position as well, but that policy was largely, substantially anyway, a function of his political role. The other side is purely on the financial side. Probably his value as a speaker and perhaps as an author is greater out while President Bush is still in office for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think the Rove power in the White House was probably at its peak in 2002 and the 2004 reelection. Rove was upbeat and optimistic in public about 2006, and certainly I don't know what he was like in private mm-hmm. during that time. But 2006, he promised a lot that he didn't deliver, and I think that may also be part of it, that there's really not much purpose to keep him there, and he's alienated a number of Republicans in the House and Senate so that they don't have much confidence in him politically. They're going their own way with the upcoming 2008 elections.
Next, we go to Thomas in Sandstone. Hi, Thomas. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm a proud Wisconsin alumni. Go Bucky.
Okay.
All right, anyway, 2 points. Well, certainly it's within everybody's right, democratic process, to, county board or municipal boards to, talk about impeachment. But I think, as your guest has said, it's very ineffective. So I think it's a waste of time when it comes to that, because they have, important things to do for their cities or for their counties. My second point is I think it's a waste of time when it comes to this impeachment stuff, because both the parties are basically, they're in bed with each other. I mean, nobody's willing to actually, as a group, stand up for what is right. I mean, we can't get senators or congressmen who, they're found with, bags of money, bribe money in their freezer, and we can't even get rid of them. So, I mean, it's not going to happen, because the people that are in there just aren't willing to stand up for what is right. And that's the comment. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Losing you there, Professor Franklin.
Yeah, and Thomas, thank you for being a loyal alum, too. the issue of Congress is, I think, a serious one with Republican scandals and some Democratic scandals as well, and the difficulty of making real reforms there on lobbying or other kinds of ethics issues. And this is a problem. I want to take the impeachment thing slightly differently and say, the other issue here is whether impeachment ought to be something that happens once in a century or happens whenever public support for a president hits a new low. We went a long time between the impeachment in the 1800s and the impeachment in the 1970s. But then it wasn't that long before we had the impeachment proceedings against President Clinton. And so to discuss that now is perhaps we've moved to a point where impeachment was used a little too quickly against President Clinton in the 90s, and now it comes back again as, well, if it was acceptable then, maybe it's acceptable now. Something that the Constitution really did expect would be used only under truly extraordinary circumstances.
Thanks, Thomas. Don in South Milwaukee. Hello.
Hello. We just had a town meeting here about the issue of impeachment. And my concern is that I think that the president and vice president have led us into this horrible war in Iraq and possibly deliberately lied to us for the reasons of going to war. And if there is anything that ought to be an impeachable offense, it ought to be something like that, which has caused so much suffering and cost to the people here. And they ought to be held, there ought to be some way for them to be held accountable, just like the rest of us, when we do something wrong like this. Mm-hmm. So this is my reason for trying to seek impeachment of the president.
Yeah. Don, what's your town? What was this town meeting? Did it result in any kind of resolution or something?
No, it was more to educate people because most people mm-hmm. don't know that how impeachment works. And mm-hmm. the professor just talked about how it should only be used in extreme circumstances. And yet the founding fathers, according to John Nichols in his book, put it in several times because they felt that it was so important to have a person impeached if there were a strong reason to do so.
Yeah, I know Professor Franklin. You know, mm-hmm. you're not here to talk about the impeachment law necessarily, but do you want to react to
sure.
it?
Sure. And well, two things. One is I think Don's participation in a town meeting to discuss mm-hmm. this is absolutely wonderful. It's exactly the kind of constituency level individual action, public debate, and so on. And so I think that's mm-hmm. a highly desirable thing. The second would be contacting your national elected officials, the member of Congress and senators, about this, because that's the other way to do it. What the effect of that is in the long run, I think, is the issue. Now, again, we come back to what the Constitutional Convention thought about this, and it's clear that they wanted a way to remove someone for bribery, treason, and things like that, while trying to balance that with the independence of the office from the legislature. And so ultimately, I'd say all of this becomes a political question to be decided. Since there's no dictionary definition of high crimes and misdemeanors that we can go to and that would that Congress would scrupulously follow, this is an issue to be decided legislatively as a result of representatives hearing from constituents and gauging the sense of the country on this as to whether the current disaffection with the administration rises to the level of genuine high crimes and misdemeanors for impeachment purposes.
Thank you, Don. Jonathan in Waukesha, hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
Very good.
Hey, happy Friday to you guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Listen, if the people in Dane County or Madison or these board members want to see the president impeached, that's fine. That's fine. They have that right. They need to get on the horn with Tammy Baldwin, who is their legally elected representative in the Congress, which is the body that does have the authority to deal with this issue if they see fit. And that's what you do. But if I have a problem with the county parks or something like that, I don't call Russ Feingold. You know, I call someone in the county park government system, okay? What's this board going to do next? Name their own ambassador to France? Start coining their own money? Now you could say, oh, Jonathan, now you're just talking silly. You're right. I am talking silly because this was an act of silliness and they need to be called on it. But, Joy, you do a great job.
Well,
you have a nice weekend.
You too. Thanks very much, Jonathan. calls this silly, Professor Franklin.
Oh, I think you said it very well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
leave it there.
I'll let him speak for himself.
Yeah. Ann in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I think the Dane County Board is to be congratulated because you got to start somewhere, and Congress has allowed the dismantling of the Constitution. It hasn't done its job at all. We're known as the torture czars of the world now. You know all of the violations of the Constitution that have happened. And the Founding Fathers thought that impeachment was required under these circumstances. If somebody doesn't start, and this is legally, you know, it's a legal process, nobody will do it. And so this is just a first step. Obviously, the Dane County Board doesn't govern the whole country. I think it's great, and I think it was because of a lot of people, not including myself except peripherally, who worked and worked and worked with Dane County supervisors. And I was very impressed with the tenor of the meeting. I'm so glad it happened.
Thank you very much, Ann. We have less than a minute, Professor Franklin, for a brief response.
Well, I think Jonathan and Ann together wrap this up really well, presenting both sides of the view about the value of this debate and of the county board's actions. I think we're left with the issue of democratic representation here and how citizens can speak and have their voices heard, both directly through contacting representatives, through town meetings, and through county board actions. But I think what lies in the background remains, you know, when does dissatisfaction with the president and their administration rise to a level of impeachment, and that we haven't resolved.
And that we don't have time to do that this hour. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Charles Franklin, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.